certain ages when the predominant process is deity worship or yajna and sacrifices, etc. They attain Vaikuntha bhakti through those processes.
Not necessarily. It depends who was teaching and what it was teaching. But generally speaking, yeah, by the performance of yajna, by the performance of deity worship, it may have been different. Ambarish Maharaj was worshipping Madan Mohan living in Vrindavan in Mathura. We don't have particulars, but basically anything is available at any time. It's just a question of how easily it's available. And what type of guru you have to show you even that yajna in that fire, what's the essence of that yajna purush and who he is. For the most part, yes, it's very confidential. It's not generally available. So when you say, when Shastra says that in the previous age it wasn't available, that means that generally it wasn't available. It's always available in very secluded places and from individuals, but the worldwide movement was always something different. The yoga dharma is different.
What you said, that one can go from Vaikuntha Loka to Goloka, but how would say Nrisinga Loka be inspired to take to worship the Lord Shiva Sindhu?
Well, Gopakumar went from Vaikuntha to Ayodhya. So on to Goloka. So if the circumstances warrant it, then someone has that type of bhav, and just like he had, that was his history. So his mantra was by the chanting of the mantra, as his understanding of his mantra became deeper and deeper. Then he was able to go to higher and higher planets. And then his understanding became deeper by his association. So everything's possible, although there are also general, but the general thing is that once you go to Nrisinga Loka, then why would you want to go anywhere else? Because you're satisfied being with Lord Nrisinga. But if for some reason you're not satisfied, because that's not necessarily your swarup, or because at the time of initiation somehow you received a mantra that has a different type of potency, then being straightforward is an item,
yeah.
Whereas other material qualities,
yeah,
are,
no,
or limbal bhakti.
Yeah, no. You know, to have good qualities, there is no ananga or bhakti.
It's not an end.
Anga.
Anga.
However, to be straightforward is
simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
Is considered an integral part Anga meaning that it's not a, something's not a prerequisite for advancing in Krishna consciousness. You may not be cultured. Rude, being rude is not good because one may tend to commit offenses. So that becomes a problem. But simplicity and what was the word we used?
Straightforwardness
are integral to humility. You can't be humble unless you're straightforward and you're simple. And so that's why Trinada be Sunichina, and therefore it becomes an Anga, it becomes intimately connected with practicing devotional service and chanting Hare Krishna. Because it's actually the humility is the nature of the soul. The nature of the soul is to be humble. It's intricately connected with prema. So just like Nityasiddha Krishna prema sabhya kavano, just like that prema is within one's heart. So similarly, actually, that simplicity is also there within our heart. But because of coverings of modes of nature, it becomes covered, we become duplicitous, and so many other things, dishonest. And so that's why it's considered an anga, or it's integral to practicing devotional service, whereas some of those other things are not so important. One is not so cultured, or one doesn't know Sanskrit, or one doesn't know Vaishnava tradition, or people just not aware of that. It doesn't matter. So all of those things ultimately they'll come. But the essential thing is that Krishna Eka Sharana, that one wants to actually surrender to Krishna. That's the integral part, integral quality of a Vaishnava. And unless you're sincerely wanting to, unless you're actually simple-minded, unless you're sincere, unless you actually really want to surrender to Krishna, you can't fake it. And if you don't do that, then none of the others come anyway. That doesn't go anywhere. But if someone is really sincerely intent on surrendering to Krishna, then the other limbs naturally develop. You can cultivate them. In fact, one should cultivate them. But they'll come naturally. If you become Krishna conscious, you'll become clean. You'll become neat. You may not be neat and clean when you come to Krishna consciousness. But if you have a real desire to surrender, then spiritual world, no one's messing. If someone really wants to surrender, he'll become a vegetarian. His main thing is, I want to surrender to Krishna. And by purification of the heart, it comes to realization that naturally comes, yes, Krishna wants me to be vegetarian. I should become non-violent. So just like Migrari, he became non-violent out of fear. Which is sort of not as good an example. But for instance, Valmiki, he became non-violent just by wanting to surrender. He says, I can't. I can't become a devotee. I can't even chant Ram's name. Okay, well, you just chant Mara Mara, and then that'll be yours. So he surrendered to Narayana, and like that, he became not only non-violent, but then he became a great sage. So everything came from that. Like fire is very powerful. Sometimes you read these stories of, you know, some skyscraper burns down, or some big, I don't know, seaport burns down in Malta, and it's just all from like one little electrical short. So fire is very powerful. Just a little fire, and it can burn down the city. Anything else? Last thing, otherwise we need to get ready for tomorrow.
The controlling and enjoying propensity seems to be like a major obstacle to surrendering. Just a simple way of overcoming those tendencies.
The first thing that we do is vacho vegam or sukhuda vegam, is to control them. And then ultimately, the only way of really overcoming them is to become attached to Krishna. Otherwise, avriya kuchina, even if one appears to become liberated, because he's attained such control. He's only attained control, he hasn't become free. Still, he fall back down again. Because he hasn't actually got positive attachment. So when one becomes attached to Krishna's enjoyment and serving Krishna's senses, then one forgets about serving one's own senses and one's own enjoyment, because they're lesser. Until then, we cultivate spiritual life, and we get sufficient spiritual strength to actually keep ourselves under control. And that's very important, because if we lose control, then we can't progress. But as long as we are jiva lirapasta vegam, etam vegam, we keep these vegas under control and practice Krishna consciousness, then the heart becomes purified and attachment to Krishna matures. And then when one really develops taste and attachment for Krishna, then even in the material plane, then one becomes, it becomes very, very faint, because there's greater pleasure in chanting Hare Krishna and in serving Krishna and rendering devotional service and devotional activities and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam than there is in the other things. So one loses an inclination, natural. If you have your favorite food and you have some food that you don't like, you always pick your favorite food. There's no contest. So same thing. And that's why it's so important for devotees to chant in here. Because in the ultimate issue, our main the main taste is in chanting and hearing. And one needs to develop that sufficient taste in chanting and hearing that all other tastes pale by comparison. And then
keeping there, you can pull them unless you develop that. attachment.
Yes. So jnanis, yogis, they're able to control their senses. But they don't get any beyond that. They don't become free from the paratha karma. Well, even jnanis can, to a certain state, become free. But they can fall down again because they don't have any particularly positive engagement for their senses. And they're sentient beings, so what are they going to do? What are they going to do with it? So, in order to really actually attain shelter, you need to become just fully attached to Krishna's pleasure and Krishna's sense enjoyment. Because the sense enjoyment that one gets from satisfying Krishna's senses is greater than the sense enjoyment that you get from satisfying your own. It's much more intense. And we just need to be in a proper state of Krishna consciousness to keep convincing ourselves that that will happen like that when we become purified. And then sometimes we have experience like that. Nice kirtan, or sometimes japa, or sometimes when we're reading. Hare Krishna. Let's stop there and run out of steam. And then we'll see you when we see you.